We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
the subtle warmth of the evening sun tempers the cool early spring breeze here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, in the clubhouse living room.
Okay, boys, bath time.
I just took a bath 3 days ago.
I went first last time.
Do we have to wash our hair tonight? Yeah,
of course you do. Head to toe and everything in between.
And I'm afraid you'll have to brush your teeth afterward, too.
My teeth are very loose. My teeth are falling out. I'm always eating candy. There are five stuck in my mouth. When I eat chocolate, they start moving. When I eat corn, they get loose. About the only time they're not shaking is when I'm drinking juice.
They call me the Green Tooth Monster. They say I'm very dumb, 'cause all I ever like to eat is candy soda gum. They call me the Green Tooth Monster. They say, 'cause all I ever like to candy soda gum. And they tell me, brush your teeth every day, scrub that yucky plaque away. Brush your teeth every day, scrub that yucky plaque away.
My dentist got big glasses, searchlight and rubber gloves. He's got a mirror on a stick, a toothpick that he shoves. He says my teeth are rotten, but there's something that I can do. If I brush them and I floss them, I'll rid them of green goo.
They call me the Green Tooth Monster. They say I'm very dumb, 'cause all I ever like to eat is candy soda gum. They call me the Green Tooth Monster. They say I'm very dumb, 'cause all I ever like to eat is candy soda gum. And they tell me, brush your teeth every day, scrub that yucky back away. Brush your teeth every day, scrub that yucky back away.
Open wide!
Oh, no. My teeth are falling all over the floor.
Why's that?
Oh, 'cause I didn't brush them.
Mine are staying.
Should have flossed them.
Mm-hmm.
Are your teeth all right?
Mine are fine.
Really?
I brush.
Oh, I'm a mess. It's terrible.
You're a monster.
I know.
Yeah.
Hi.
We just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Bathwater's ready. Who's first?
I don't know. Steve or Jack?
Okay, I'll go. I need to practice my singing anyway. The bathroom's my favorite place to rehearse.
Hey. It's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
rehearse.
Spelling, please.
R-E-H-E-A-R-S-E.
Definition, please.
Verb. To practice in detail for later public performance. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are run through.
One more time, please.
Or go over.
So here's the plan.
Sentence, please.
Mr. Yakety Yak here, and I'm all for rehearsing important presentations, be they poems in the tub, bubbly songs, or personal representations. Yeah! Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bath time! Hurry up now, get in the tub. Get your shampoo, get your soap, get your rubber ducky and your toy boat. Let's make this fun. Everybody's happy while singing in the tub. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles. You can be Sinatra, soaking as you croon. Getting all the high notes, never out of tune. Singing every number from your favorite show. Oh, a ring around the bathtub isn't so nice to see, but a ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. Reaching for a towel, ready for a rub, happy while singing in the tub, singing in the tub, singing in the tub, singing in the tub.
Just heard a song from John Lithgow.
Any luck yet, Jack?
No, I can't find it anywhere.
Wow, how can you take a bath without your yellow submarine?
From Land o' Groats to John O'Green, which Stepney do we tread? To see us yellow submarine, we love it.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life. In the land of submarines, so we sailed on to the sun, till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
song from the Beatles.
Okay, I'm all done. Who's next?
Not me.
Not me either.
Well, someone's got to take a bath next.
Well, I'd like to, but I haven't found my yellow submarine yet.
Yeah, and I'm not ready yet. Plus, I...
Zucchini Brothers.
Oh, no, it's the boys.
There's a simple way to decide who's taking his bath next.
Oh, okay.
Yes, boys?
Odds or evens?
Okay, I call evens.
Alrighty, I'm odds.
Ready?
Yep, ready.
1, 2, 3, go!
I win! You're next, Sam.
Oh, it's okay. I don't mind.
I'll just entertain myself in the tub with some jokes.
Joke time! Ha ha hee!
Why did the man sleep under the oil tank?
I don't know why.
He wanted to get up oily in the morning.
No. Why did the baker stop baking donuts?
I don't know why.
He got tired of the whole business.
Why did the basketball wear a bib?
Oh, I don't know why.
So it wouldn't dribble.
Oh, boo.
If you were walking down the street and smashed your toe, what would you do?
I don't know.
Call a tow truck.
Oh, I can tell you the score of any baseball game before it even starts.
How can you do that?
What would it be?
Nothing to nothing.
If two are company and three's a crowd, what are 4 and 5?
I don't know. What?
9.
Oh, boo.
Why did the man get kicked out of the submarine service?
I don't know why.
He liked to sleep with the windows open.
Oh, the other day I was looking for a book, and then all of a sudden I stopped.
Why?
Because I found it.
Why did the girl put her radio in the refrigerator?
I don't know why.
She wanted to hear cool music.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. At the top of the news today, is bath time a chore in your home? Well, it doesn't have to be. Cowdle Cell is live in the studio with Robert Docky, a manufacturer of rubber duckies that make bath time fun for kids. Coward!
Carol Ocell here in the studio next to the tub, and Mr. Docky, we're ready for the interview now.
Ah, well, see how much fun bath time can be with my duckies, of course. Superior. Superior in every way.
So, Mr. Docky, Mr. Okay. Time out. Nice duck whistle. Now, what makes your ducks better than your competitor?
Well, there's just nothing like a ducky ducky. It's got a whistle. It shoots water. And heck, it sounds just like a duck.
Well, that is lifelike. Well, Mr. Ducky, don't do that. No water on the microphone. Not good.
I'm going to get you.
No, back to you, Bob.
That guy's got to get it together. Time for a weather update with Zane French. Zane!
Thanks, Bob. Well, today was a beautiful spring day here in Zucchini Land with lots of sunshine. Chance of showers tomorrow, though. But they'll help all the baby flowers, baby buds, and baby grass to grow. Back to you, Bob.
Baby. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Baby fish, baby fish, baby fish, baby fish, baby fish, baby fish, baby sheep, 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 baby sheep. Baby tree, baby, ee, ee, ee. Baby
Golly. A song from Dog on Fleas. Let's see. I'll use my train and this little boat. Any luck, Jack? Well, I couldn't find my yellow submarine, but I found lots of other toys I can use.
Okay, but there might not be any room for you in the bathtub.
Up, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Jack speaking.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Susan. I'm just getting ready to take a bath.
I just took mine.
Yeah? Sam's taking his now. Have you seen my yellow submarine?
No. But I'm happy to report that the days are finally getting longer again. And I've got your quote.
The quote of the day is...
The happiest people seem to be those who have no particular cause for being happy except that they are so. William Inge.
The Great Mind.
A quote from William Inge, who has insight. Winston, please.
Well, I'm very happy.
Excellent.
Yes, indeed.
Of course.
Everything makes me happy. I'm all smiles, I'm happy to say.
Bernard. We need some insight, though.
I'd like to add to that.
Brooks, please. Yes.
Well, you know Herbert, my chauffeur.
Of course.
And he drives me to work and always has a smile on his face, always whistling a happy tune.
Excellent.
And today I even said, Herbert, it's raining. And why are you smiling? Why are you singing a tune? He said, I just am.
Right, so yeah. Herbert could have been unhappy because of the rain, but in fact he was happy.
That's right.
There's no reason for being so, except that it's nice to be happy.
Want to be happy right now? Let's have some soft spreadable cheese.
Oh, I'd love
port
stuff.
Wine cheese. Very,
very,
good.
Very, very happy stuff. Now, I found that kids tend to be happy people.
Well, there might be a little bit more to being a kid than you think.
Really?
Yeah.
Hair on your chest. Being a kid ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
I got so much to do, I'm working real hard.
I gotta wash the dog, I gotta rake the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see. Dog, I gotta rake the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
Sam?
Yes?
This is your father speaking to you.
Hi, Dad.
I hear you've been acting up.
No.
Is this true?
No, not at all.
Your mother has a few things she'd like to say to you.
Right.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Mom.
This is your mother.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Okay, listen. I want you to always say yes.
Okay.
No, and thank you, and please.
Yeah.
I want you to always cover your nose with your hand when you sneeze.
No problem. Yeah, I
all
can
right.
do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Okay.
Spread germs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, cover your nose if you're gonna sneeze. Cover your nose.
I didn't listen.
Being a kid ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
I got so much to do, I'm working real hard.
I gotta wash the dog, I gotta rake the yard.
Man's manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Man's manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
Man's manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Man's manners, mind your manners. I'm just a kid, you see.
And don't let the cat out when you come inside.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Ah, my bath's all done.
Now we're all fresh and clean.
Good thing, because it's bedtime.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Jack speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Jack Zucchini, this is Delia D'Amico at Dash Communications, and for an unlimited time only, we're offering a special deal of $19.95 per long-distance call.
Excuse me, but there's something familiar about this voice.
There is?
Is this Amy the telemarketer?
Hide your identity.
Why, yes, it is. No, I don't mean that. I mean, how'd you know it was me?
Because you just told me.
You tricked me.
Actually, I didn't know it was you, but I couldn't think of anything else to say. Anyway, it's kind of late to be calling. It's bedtime.
Show concern for the customer's well-being.
Shouldn't you boys be in bed?
Well, we were sort of working on that, and then the phone rang.
Show surprise.
My goodness, who'd be calling you boys at bedtime?
I don't know.
You boys should get some sleep.
Okay, but how about a song from John Hartford first? A little ditty about Billy the Kid.
Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Oh, the sun's going down on Fort Sumner, and the dirt devils are blowing o'er his grave. He sleeps in the yard there behind a wire fence, and I've thought of him most of the day. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. 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 Yeah. And for love, he might have made it, but he stopped when he should have got away. They carried him out of the bedroom, called his name, and they put him in the grave. He was, hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. 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 If it wasn't for love, I'd be long gone. I would stay around this lonesome place. But the warmth of your smile and the touch of your hand convince me it's where I want to stay. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. 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 One more time. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid.
Show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
CJUM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1258.
And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make your very own underwater magnifier.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. And written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Okay, now bedtime.
This young northern flicker is calling from the ground. Sound like trouble? Well, just because a young bird is on the ground doesn't necessarily mean it's sick or injured. At this time of year, juvenile northern flickers are leaving their nests. They fledge when they're 3 or 4 weeks old and almost as big as their parents, 11 or 12 inches long. Although you may picture a woodpecker high on a tree trunk, northern flickers, young and old, actually forage mostly